disclosing who is the best among the material deities. Although Vishnu is among the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, he is transcendental and supreme. In this chapter, we also find a description of how Krishna and Arjuna went to Mahakalapura to deliver the son of a Dwarka Brahman, and how Arjuna was astonished. Chapter 90 contains 50 verses. This chapter summarizes Krishna's leelas and presents the logic of Madhurena Samapayet, establishing that everything ends well in transcendental bliss. So that's the introduction. Any questions or comments? No? Otherwise we'll start the summary of the first chapter. Is that all right?
We have 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes. We can start and you can continue tomorrow. So chapter one, the advent of Lord Krishna introduction. The summary of the first chapter is as follows. This chapter describes how Kamsa, frightened by hearing an omen about his being killed by the eighth son of Devaki, killed Devaki's sons one after the other. When Shukadeva Goswami finished describing the dynasty of Yadu, as well as the dynasties of the moon god and sun god, Maharaj Pariksit requested him to describe Lord Krishna, who appeared with Baladeva in the Yadu dynasty, and how Krishna performed his activities within this world. Krishna is transcendental, the king said, and therefore to understand his activities is the occupation of liberated persons. Hearing of Krishna Lila is the boat by which to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Except for an animal killer, this is a reference to the fourth verse in the first chapter, or one who is following a policy of suicide, every intelligent person must strive to understand Krishna and his activities. Krishna was the only worshipable deity for the Pandavas. When Maharaj Pariksit was in the womb of his mother Uttara, Krishna saved him from the attack of the Brahma Shastra. Now, Maharaj Pariksit asked Shukadeva Goswami how his lordship Baladeva, the son of Rohini, could have appeared in the womb of Devaki. Why did Krishna transfer himself from Mathura to Vrindavana? King Pariksit asked. And how did he live there with his family members? What did Krishna do in Mathura and Vrindavan, and why did he kill his maternal uncle Kamsa? For how many years did Krishna reside in Dwarka, and how many queens did he have? Maharaj Pariksit asked Shukadeva Goswami all these questions. He also requested Shukadeva Goswami to describe other activities of Krishna about which he could not inquire. So we'll end here and continue tomorrow. So, I guess that's it. All glories to His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.